This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, May 22nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Biden feeling good about debt ceiling talks. Ukraine says trade hampered despite Black Sea deal. Major infrastructure work underway. Biden reiterates optimism on debt talks. President Joe Biden is due to meet again today with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy as they struggle to reach an agreement to increase the debt ceiling. The two talked by phone yesterday as the president headed back from Japan to Washington. Ahead of his departure, Biden told reporters that he still believes we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, in the meantime, told NBC's Meet the Press that June 1 was a hard deadline for Congress to act, although she continues to be careful to only say early June is the point at which the government could default. Now, on the Hill this week, the House Appropriations Committee will debate a series of fiscal 24 bills that lay out its priorities for spending increases and cuts. That list includes the FY24 agriculture spending measure, which funds USDA and FDA. Democrats call the ag bill a sham proposal that relies on USDA funding rescissions that would be unlikely to materialize in time to be used in FY24 that starts October 1. Without those rescissions, the bill would slash USDA funding for FY24 to $17.2 billion, which would be the lowest spending level since 06. Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chair Andy Harris of Maryland says the bill prioritizes essential functions while being responsible stewards of taxpayer dollars supporting the core mission. For more on this week's D.C. agenda, read our Washington Week ahead. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Black Sea grain shipments still hindered despite deal. The process of clearing vessels to load and deliver Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea is resuming after a deal announced last week by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to keep trade flowing. However, activity has slowed. Some trade is being hindered, that according to Ukrainian officials. Three Ukrainian ports kept open by the Black Sea Initiative are Odessa, Jarnomorsk, and Pevneny. Russia's month-long blockade of Pevneny seaport continues, according to Ukrainian Infrastructure Minister Oleksandr Kubrikov in a tweet yesterday. Despite efforts by the United Nations-led Joint Coordination Center, Russia refuses to inspect and register incoming vessels to the deepest port in order to cut grain export. As of Friday, three loaded vessels were preparing for inspection to leave the Black Sea, and three other vessels were cleared to dock at ports of Odessa and Jarnomorsk, that according to a UN spokesman. We'll call for the prompt return to a tempo of operations that makes full use of the capacities of the three ports and the Joint Coordination Center teams, the spokesman said. Iraq wheat production on the rise. Good rains and growing weather mean Iraq is likely to produce 4.3 million metric tons of wheat for the 23-24 marketing year, up from about 3.9 million for 22-23. That according to a new analysis by the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. Iraqi imports are expected to remain strong at about 3.8 million tons despite the bump in production because consumer demand is high, according to the FAS office in Baghdad. In addition, there is a high chance that Iraq will continue to import wheat from the United States, as the grain board of Iraq is limited to only importing from the United States, Canada, and Australia. Furthermore, the government has increased investment in storage capacity and supply chain for wheat, particularly in the northern region, allowing increased capacity. USDA updates organic dairy assistance to help organic dairy producers mitigate market volatility, higher input and transportation costs, and unstable feed supply and prices. USDA announced Friday it will be providing $104 million through the Organic Dairy Marketing Assistance Program to account for higher projected market costs in 2023. USDA's Farm Service Agency begins accepting applications on Wednesday. The Organic Trade Association says data from Macaris, a market research firm specializing in organic agriculture, shows the average price of feed for organic dairy cows jumped by nearly $200 a head from 2018 to 2022. Adam Worthison, a co-chair of the OTA Feedstuffs Relief Task Force, says resources such as ODMAP are really going to matter as farmers plan for the rest of the year that to deal with unprecedented feed costs and inflationary pressures. OTA is urging USDA to work with the industry to release more funds in a timely fashion to ensure that the full allocated amounts reach those dairy farmers in need. If every organic dairy farmer in the country applies for this assistance, OTA anticipates just $30 million would be spent, OTA says. Eligible producers include certified organic dairy operations that produce milk from cows, goats, and sheep. Construction on Lock and Dam 25 is underway. Construction has begun on a new lock chamber at the Mississippi River Lock and Dam 25 near Winfield, Missouri. The Army Corps of Engineers held a groundbreaking event at the dam on Thursday to mark the start of the $732 million project, a 1,200-foot by 110-foot lock chamber. The chamber will allow a 15-barge tow to move through the lock without disassembling in two parts, that according to Soit Transportation Coalition Executive Director Mike Steenhoek. The Corps expects to work on the lock to be completed by 2034. Here's today's He Said It. We've already begun working on legislation to make sure that issues like Proposition 12 can be resolved so that growers in a place like Iowa are able to sell to consumers in a place like California without a state embargo getting in the works of this. We've seen it go into farm bills in the past, very similar language, so I know that there's a pathway for it. That Representative Zach Nunn, an Iowa Republican, on potential legislation to override California's Proposition 12. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, May 22nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.